Blog Talk Radio.
I believe every word he said and all his promises spoken to me. I believe that his word is true. Come on over and you will see that the Lord is good and the Lord is kind. The Lord will bring you a peace of mind. Stand on your feet.
Turn me up a little bit. Yeah, right there.
Listen, the next time you driving in your car or you coming out your house and somebody who gets crazy, point to the sky and tell them this.
How I got this and that and the other, but there is no logical explanation for all these things. All of these good things happen by chance, no wonder, no coincidence. Do it on your own. But your favorite lasts for a lifetime, and this is my life and my time, and I'm receiving what is mine.
He ain't finished. No.
Come on. Hey.
Oh.
Feeling fine.
Oh.
What he has for me.
Thank you.
keep this in mind. When anybody's hating on you because of the favor of the Lord on your life, I want you to stand up straight, point your finger to the sky, and say with authority, come on!
Hello, 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 and welcome to Marketing Ministry, the radio show. I am your host, Wanda Adams, and you were just listening to Favor Ain't Fair by Coe Ibuhi. I just love that song because I believe that when you know who you are in Christ and all that he calls you to be, no devil in hell can stop you from accomplishing what God wants you to accomplish. I am so excited and overjoyed about today's show. Our special guest is none other than the Queen of Radio, Tracy Bethay of 95.7 Hallelujah FM out of Memphis, Tennessee. She is a phenomenal woman of God. She's on fire for the kingdom, and she's doing great things to advance the kingdom of God. So with no further ado, we're going to bring our special guest on the line. Hello, Tracy.
Well, hello, Wanda. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, I thank you for hanging out with us. You know, I'm really excited about today's show because I know that you have so much wisdom to share with our listeners.
Well, thank you so much. I'm very excited. Any opportunity that I get, as well as anybody, because we're all ministers, get the opportunity to share about the amazing works that God is continuing to do in times like these, we've got to talk about it. We've got to share.
Absolutely. And I know the favor of God is all up on your life, that he is opening doors that he can only open on your behalf.
Amen. Now that's, you said something right there, Wanda, absolutely. And the good thing about it is that what he has done for me and the awesome works that he's doing through you, he can do for anybody. And I definitely, before we go any further, want to give you your accolades and your props and your roses for the wonderful work that you do. When you talk about ministry as far as the ministry of helps, that is Wanda Adams, and you do a great work in blessing the kingdom. And I just wish you continued success and that God will continue to open doors and airwaves for you as well.
Oh, thank you, Tracy. You know, you're going to start something here because God is truly, truly, truly awesome and amazing. And in all ways, we want to give honor to him first and foremost. And I know even in your life, I mean, you have a remarkable journey so far. And God, you truly are a trailblazer when it comes to the radio industry. You have paved the way for many. So I want to ask you, Tracy, for those who don't know, who is Tracy Bethay?
Tracy Bethay is a little girl that was actually born in Nashville, Tennessee, at an early age. I was adopted at 4 months old to an amazing man and woman of God, James and Katie, and they reared me in Memphis, Tennessee all of my life. As an only child, I was brought up to reverence the Lord, to honor my parents, to don't speak when you're not spoken to, you know, the old rearing back in the days. And I just have always had a passion for love the Lord, not to say that I didn't go and try to do things that we as, you know, young people do. But I grew up with a passion for music. My home was always filled with music. And it wasn't necessarily always gospel music, although my family comes from a local gospel group here in the city of Memphis, but it was always music. So I had a passion and a love for music, even as a child. I went to Memphis Catholic High School, left there and went to the University of Tennessee at Martin, and I majored in communications. I thought that I wanted to be in the field of television, working behind the scenes. And that's where all of my professors told me, oh, Tracy, you're going to be great. But I started working at the college campus radio station. And got a taste of radio and went back home 2 years later from college and started my internship at the legendary WDIA Radio, which is the first formatted black radio station in the United States of America. That was the first radio station. It was owned by a white company, but the format that they played was black music, urban music, the Rufus Thomas and the B.B. Kings and people of that day and time. So that's where I got my foot in the door, and it wasn't actually in radio. It was in the news department in journalism. And God just opened a door there. I can't even remember. I know I started to fill out an application for the internship, but never filled it out because one of the news director walked past and saw me, and he got smart with me. You want to be in news? You think you can be in news? You're so young, you know. And he told me just to come on back. I never did finish filling out the application, and so. You know, God just has a way of opening doors, literally, for you. And I started into the news department, and then the program director of the radio station heard my voice and asked me to do like a 3-second drop. He heard my voice, and he saw something in me that I didn't see in myself, you know, and that's a good thing. When people tell you things about yourself, they see things, and it's okay. Sometimes people see things in you that you can't see. And he heard my voice, and he says, you have a good voice. And that's how I got into the radio, and that was at 19, and I haven't turned back since. I'm 42 now, and still in Memphis, still doing strong, still continuing to minister to God's people.
Amen. And that's an awesome testimony. And is that where your listeners begin to know you as the young one because you were so young at 19?
Uh-huh, absolutely. They gave me that name, the young one. And then they tagged on it, Tracy, on fire for Christ, Bethay. And that's how I became the young one.
You know, and that's an awesome story. And that's just testament, Tracy, to let our listeners know that, you know, every ministry needs to be taken out the four walls of the confines of the church. You know, mm-hmm. If you just make yourself a willing vessel and let God pour into you what he wants to pour into you, he will take you and do mighty things with it.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, and that's one reason why it's so important that we grab a hold of our young people. You know, when we grow up, and even if you weren't listening to gospel music, the R&B music that you listen to, well, the young people now, they listen to rap music, speak. And there are so many church people that will condemn young people for listening to rap, which is really a form of speaking the life that they live. And not necessarily does that have to be a negative thing. It could be a positive thing. But just because people are so conditioned to what traditionalists may say church is, they push away the young people and their ideas and, you know, outreach for young people. And so that sends them into a culture that says, yeah, we want to hear what you got to say. Okay, well, if you curse that, you know, go ahead, whatever. But maybe what if we could take the positive lyrics, the young people that go to church now, that they're saying if rap is their form of expressing how they feel and what God has done for them. We need to mold and craft those gifts instead of push them away.
You know, Tracy, you're absolutely right. You know, sometimes we get so caught up into tradition or religion, which mm-hmm. is a method of doing certain thing, that we box God out.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to learn how to embrace the new, because God is constantly doing a new work in each and every one of us. And it's not so much music, it's like you said, it's the certain lyrics. And you know, you have to understand that Satan was Lucifer when he was in heaven. He was a chief musician.
Mm-hmm.
So he knows that game. And so if you give him place, he will come down and he will take, you know, because his job is to rob, kill, and destroy. He will take anything that he can.
Mm-hmm.
But if we trust God and we embrace change, and if something that the young people are doing, such as rap, if that's edifying and glorifying God, then we should support them in that.
Amen.
I mean, there's certain types of, I'm pretty sure you have your preference of the genre of music that you like.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead, Tracy.
I was just saying that I love music. I love gospel music. I love contemporary gospel. I love traditional gospel. I love all forms of gospel. I love jazz music. I love R&B old school music. You know, I'm not a person that really likes rap music, but I don't necessarily condemn those. I don't condemn those that listen to rap. Now, I can't get into the gangster rap and all that negative stuff, but that's not me, you know. But I love all forms of music because music expresses, and that's one thing that we all can share universal. Music brings us together. You think about just yesterday was the celebration of the first year anniversary of Michael Jackson's death, and you looked at the news, whether it was from CNN or your local news, you saw millions of people of various nationalities and cultures that got together to honor and celebrate the music of a man, and it didn't matter what race they were. We love his music.
Absolutely, and that goes for any genre of music. You know, you could take blues or you could take R&B, and if the lyrics are bad, that's no different than having bad lyrics in rap. You know, it was one time where you used to you'd be afraid to sing about sex in a song and get really graphic. And now, you know, that's the commonplace. So, you know, you could take...
But you know, Wanda, they were doing it back then. If loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. That's Luther
King.
Now, if that was not a song that definitely promoted adultery, you know, mm-hmm. and if that promoted, but you heard folks singing, even church folk knew that song. You know, but they didn't condemn Luther Ingram, and I guarantee you some church folk and deacons and whatever that had that song and know the lyrics to the song.
And
but
they got it now.
Still got it.
They still got it. They got it on their ringtone, Tracy. Don't tell nobody.
So, you know, we didn't condemn the Luther Ingram, you know, if loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. We didn't condemn them, but we want to condemn the young. And I understand, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that some of the rap that these young people are saying, they leave nothing to the imagination now. And I don't care for a lot of the rap and, you know, the showing of the skin and all that and bumping and grinding. No, I'm not condoning that, but I'm saying don't tell them they're going straight to hell when you listen to the same song and you didn't go to hell.
Absolutely. You know, I say this often. I'm the mother of seven, and I wear that badge very proud. Yes, from 36 to 12. But when I'm getting ready to give my kids advice on any subject, God takes me back, Tracy, to where I was at their age.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I have to admit, they are doing better than I did when I was their
mm-hmm.
age. And so sometimes, mm-hmm. you know, you cannot parent or give children a hypocritical standpoint
mm-hmm.
because they know. Now, it's best to kind of lead them and guide them and let them know that this is not the path to take. It didn't work for me. It's not going to work for you. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, just to condemn certain things because we want them to get it right. We want them to say, you know, you don't have to wait till you're old and crusty to be saved. You can live a Christ-like life now. You don't have to wait till
mm-hmm.
you're old. Do it now. You can be kept. The Word of God will keep you if you want to be kept.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And God's standards is the same for me as it is for anybody that's 6, 7. His word doesn't change for age.
That's
he wants
amen.
Us to do the same thing. So as we begin to tell that, especially in music, you know, I heard an awesome woman of God give a message, a sermon a month ago, and it was based out of Daniel, and it was on the story of the three Hebrew boys, and we know, you know, them being thrown into the fiery furnace and how that King Nebuchadnezzar wanted them to bow down and worship at a certain sound. And she began to elaborate and share that, you know, that's why parents today have to be careful about what they allow young people to listen to because, you know, you listen to those gangster rap music, and that's a sound that allowed them to bow down to a certain image. So you don't understand
that's
why when they come back to you and got their hands out for money all the time, Tracy. Come on, go with
mm-hmm.
me, Tracy.
That's right. Ooh, yeah, I'm with you. I am
because
with
they bow
you.
Down.
Oh,
to that image. You know, you want to know why they, you know, booty tooting and shaking their butt, because in the lyrics of that song, that sound makes them bow down to that image, and they think it's okay because that's what they're listening to, even though the people that are singing those lyrics aren't doing those things.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we as in the body of Christ, we have to begin to let the young people know, and the old people too, because there's some that's bowing down to images too.
Amen.
What that meant, and that's why I'm so thankful, you know, in what you do, because you really and truly are on fire for the kingdom, and you have paved the way. You know, I don't believe that a lot of artists would be out in the forefront now if they hadn't been for a Tracy Bethea.
You know, I was talking to Vashon, gospel recording artist Vashon Mitchell, and Dwayne Woods earlier this week, and he was giving his prop to me about just being, you know, not just me, but all announcers and what we do. And I say, you know, so often people think being a radio announcer is, you know, it's a wonderful job, and it is. It's very elaborate and elegant, and it is, but it is ministry. And mm-hmm. we have to understand that, you know, I know that I'm on the radio for several reasons. One is to take a song that God has given someone else and to share with the people of God in hopes that it will encourage them, that it will empower them, that it will give them faith to endure, you know, to help them to live a better life. I know that that's my job, to play songs like that. Also, it's to help to sell the music, and that's an aspect that I don't, that I really would like to be pushed more with gospel announcers. You know, these artists that are doing this full-time as ministry, you know, I believe that they should be paid in the source of just buying a CD. And it just bothers me with all my might, Wanda, that we will get upset at a secular artist that can take a single song and go platinum with it and make millions of dollars. And we can't even get behind Yolanda Adams or whatever your favorite artist is. When her CD is out, you won't go and buy it, but you'll call the radio station and ask me to play it where you can record it or where you want to go somewhere and burn the CD. That is not of God. We cannot, you know, we talk about seed time and harvest. You cannot plant a seed if you're pulling up the seed and not watering it. And that's what we're doing. And gospel music suffers on that end. So my job is not only to share the music to help encourage you, it's hoping that it will help you enough that you will go out and support that artist. Now, parents, they will go and they'll give their children $100 to go buy tennis shoes. They'll give their children $17 to $20 to go buy the new CD from Beyonce. And I'm not saying anything is wrong with that. But when you like Marvin Sapp's new CD, you want somebody to burn it for you, or you don't feel vested enough to invest in his CD. That's a shame. There is no reason why we should have gospel artists selling more gold albums and platinum albums as they should. The Church of God in Christ, millions of members. There's no reason that they shouldn't put out a CD every year, and if just the Church of God in Christ members alone buy that CD, that it wouldn't sell millions of records. There's no reason behind that. I just want the people of God to know that we have got to do better when it comes to supporting gospel music, because if we don't, it won't live. We've got to be able to support them.
Absolutely. You know, I believe, Tracy, that when we as a body of Christ get on one accord, truly on one accord, there's nothing that the world will have on us.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But
when we get up.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, when we see the secular artists, you know, with all the money and selling millions of records, then we want to talk about them. But, you know, when was the last time you bought a gospel CD? I'm talking to somebody right now that's listening. When was the last time you went and bought a gospel CD? You love Never Would Have Made It from Marvin Sapp. You love his new single, The Best in Me. But have you gone out and bought it? So I tell my listeners, and I'm telling everyone, Father's Day, you know, the next holiday, Christmas, Mother's Day, if grandmama likes Shirley Caesar, go and buy her a Shirley Caesar CD. If the young people like hip-hop, buy them some holy hip-hop gospel music. We've got to support gospel music. It's so important.
Absolutely. Well, Tracy, we're going to take our first commercial break. We're going to open up the phone lines for any of our listeners that have questions for you. You can dial in at 917-932-1720. Press 1 to speak to the host. Again, that number is 917-932-1720. Tweet somebody, text them, let them know that Marketing Ministry, the radio show, is on the air. We have the queen of radio, Tracy Bethea. So tune in, call in with your questions, and we'll be right back.
Glow Magazine, ladies, lighting the world from the inside out. Glow Magazine Incorporated would like for you to advertise with them. At Glow Magazine, their primary objective is to empower women from all walks of life through the sharing of information and resources. At Glow Magazine, they offer economical, effective, and uncomplicated ways to promote your business and will construct marketing campaigns to meet the budgeting requirements of companies both large and small. By providing excellent demographic flexibility on ad campaign budgets and ad rates. Email Glow Magazine today at info@glowmagazineonline.com to hear about their monthly discounts and free advertising for ministries. That email address, once again, is info@glowmagazineonline.com. And subscribe to Glow Magazine today. It's free. Just go to www.glowmagazineonline.com. Glow Magazine, ladies, lighting the world from the inside out.
Welcome back to Marketing Ministry, the radio show. I'm Wanda Adams, and we have Miss Tracy Bethea hanging out with us today. Tracy, I want to ask you this. We have so many, I know in what I do in marketing ministries, you have a lot of independent artists that want to get their music played on radio, and they're always asking, what do I need to do to get my music played? From your opinion, what does an independent artist need to do to get some radio play?
Well, what I want independent artists to know first and foremost is you do not have to have or be on a major record label to get airplay and to get heavy airplay, but you've got to definitely market yourself, and there are easy things that you can do to market yourself. First, you have to have a product that will reach the masses. Wanda, there are a lot of people that put together or God gave them a song, mm-hmm. and they gave them the song, and not necessarily, Dwayne Woods and I was talking about this the other day, maybe he gave you the song to write the song, you know, the words to the song. Doesn't necessarily mean that you will, maybe someone else needs to sing the song. So once you get a good, first you got to have a good product, because radio is just like Walmart. If you go into Walmart, out of all of the thousands of products that you see on the shelves, I guarantee you there are that many thousands of products that are not on the shelves because they didn't have the entire package. We are in competition, radio. We're in competition with other radio stations, not just gospel radio stations. So we need something that is going to be a good song that has a good message and that's produced well. Long are the days of playing 8 and 10 minute songs. That's another thing. Make sure that your song is between 4 to 5 minutes. Long gone are the days of long introductions, you know, that you have maybe a whole minute or more of just instrumental before you start the singing. You need to be able to convey the message and convey the message in a quick manner, but in a well-produced manner. So those are just a few of many things that you need to do, but it has to be a good product. You know, the background vocals have to be gelled together and produced well with the main vocals. Your music has to be well. It doesn't need to sound as though you did it in a garage. It needs to be a well-produced CD, and you don't have to spend thousands of dollars to do that. With all of the technology and cool edit that's on the Internet, you can produce a wonderful new single and a great song without spending thousands of dollars.
Now, a lot of people, you know, independent artists, they are told, you know, to get their music on radio, Tracy, that they need to have somebody to service them. What are some of the things that people can do if they can't afford a radio servicer?
You become your own radio servicer. You begin to brand yourself, and that's very important. You're going to have to call the various radio stations and find out what day the music director will take calls from record companies or tracking companies or artists, and you call them. You're going to have to do that yourself. Or if you're in a local city, go by your local radio stations first and have a meeting with the music director or the program director to see how to get your, to set up a meeting to get your music on the air. And you have to be patient because we only have, our particular station, we only have 5 slots for new music. And we will let a song play at least a month or longer in the new category. So if I'm getting 10 CDs a day, you know, and we get so much music in, but the bottom line is I have to play what is the best song for the station, what song I know the listeners will like, will want to hear. And so you have to bring that song, talk to the radio stations, and just, you know, be patient with them. Call them. If they say it's not time, then wait a couple of weeks later and call them again. Find out where the radio station announcers are going to be doing or emceeing programs. Go by there to get exposure, because a lot of times we will find you. When I'm emceeing programs, there are independent artists there. You know, I'm like, oh, my goodness, this is a great artist. And here's another thing. If you sound wonderful live, you've got to bring that same type of energy to a recorded song. And that's the problem that I find that a lot of independent artists have. They sound wonderful live, but they can't capture that on the song. And so it's unfortunate that I'm not able to play it. But you have to be able to market yourself. You have to go out, you know, brand yourself, find out where the announcer is going to be, find out at the radio station if they're doing station events that you could be a part of to get exposure.
Absolutely. And that's one thing that we try to do here, Tracy, at Marketing Ministries, is provide resources. You know, I want to be known as the Gospel Employment Office.
That, yes, you are, Wanda. You do an excellent job, and that's what we need more of. You do an excellent job, and again, I commend you for that, because there are a lot of people that need your service.
Absolutely, and not just services. You know, I spend about 95% of my time with foundational information. You know, about it's not you just going in and cutting your CD. You know, that's the easy part if you ask me. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to have a budget. You know, a lot of people, you know, you get so many independent artists that don't know about being in the monitoring systems, you know, about doing their copyrights. You know, they just think, I want to go to 95.7 Hallelujah FM and Tracy play my song.
And then here's the thing, and I always tell them when they bring me, really, radio is your last point of interest. If you bring me a song and I say, oh, my God, this is the best song that I have ever heard, I'm going to play it immediately. I play it on the radio. The listeners love it. The request lines ring off the hook. Oh, my God, Tracy, who is that? I got to go and purchase that today. And you come bring your CD to me, but you're not even in stores, or you're not even on consignment, or you're not at your church bookstore. The worst thing to do is to have a great song playing on the radio, but nobody can purchase it. That's why you have to go through the correct steps. Radio is your last point of interest. The song has to be available for some. You have it on iTunes where they can just get the single. Because if people hear something they like and they want to buy it, they don't want to have to wait, well, I'm still working on the rest of the CD and it won't be out until the end of the year. People are not going to wait. They're going to forget about it. They'll like the song. They'll hear when it comes on the radio, and you've just lost hundreds and thousands of sales. So be sure that when you go to radio that the song is available somewhere. And, you know, some artists will tell me, well, they can call me. I said, do you think after I play your song every time I'm going to say, call Johnny to get his CD? That's not my job to do.
That's funny, Tracy. But I know that a lot of artists have that mindset that, you know, they operate from a place of self-entitlement.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, you have to sometimes realize, because you they want radio play time all the time, mm-hmm. but they don't know the balance between that. You know, the sales side is just as important as the play side, because if you sell enough units, just like you said, people will play your music.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Tracy, I see that we have a caller on the line. They have a question for you. Caller from area code 626, say your name and state your question for Tracy.
Yes, I do.
Hi, Phyllis.
I have a question. This is Phyllis Cadell, M. And I'd like to know, what is it that radio is looking for? What type of music is there? I mean, because it changes so much, but then again, sometimes it stays the same. So what should an artist, you know, do to appeal to the masses as far as radio is concerned to try and get, you know, played?
Is this Phyllis?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Hi, Phyllis.
How you doing?
I had to laugh. Tracy, you have
wow.
to go to this is Phyllis Cadell, Emma.
Hey, well,
Phyllis
I wanted to call
Cadell.
Him because this is a really interesting
you call.
That's a really interesting
it's a good show.
Yeah, it is.
Well, thank you. That's a good question. You know, most people and songwriters or people that bring or put out music, they really are giving, you know, putting out what God has given them. And I don't discredit that at all as far as my station goes, because it depends on the radio station. Here in the mm-hmm. South, here in Memphis, our station is driven by women 25-54. That means that the average woman between the ages of 25 and 54, that's the majority listener of the station. Also, through research, we know that they like contemporary music, but they also love older classic music. Memphis loved the Walter Hawkins. They still love the Shirley Caesar. So by that, I know, you know, the research that we do, and a lot of gospel stations don't do research. I know that the majority of our listeners want to hear that. So my job is to find the best in contemporary and traditional and bring back the classics that people want to hear.
Mm.
People, you know, some stations, some cities really do well with holy hip hop and gospel hip hop. Well, then you need to play more of that. Here in Memphis, there's not a strong, it's not a strong need or request for that. So we do have it played on the station, but it's only on Saturdays. And it
okay.
only is an hour show. So, you know, that's the way I answer that question is really based city to city. If you have a heart to sing praise and worship, then you sing praise and worship, but then you should cater after stations that, you know, cater after everybody. Don't get me wrong, because that's how the R&B stations got blessed to now receive, you know, gospel music. But it just really, I base it on, you know, station. I guess that may be different from an artist standpoint, but you have to be true to yourself. You know, if you love praise and worship, then you need don't try to sing hip hop or don't try to sing contemporary. But just pray. But you have to market your song, your music to the stations that play that type of music.
Well, I'm glad you said stay true to yourself. That's the reason why I asked this question is I'm hoping that there are artists on the line who are listening, because a lot of artists always, they're never true to themselves. They want to just do what they feel the people want, and that's not
mm-hmm.
right. And so
mm-hmm.
thank you very much for answering my question. I appreciate you.
We appreciate you. And that leads
love
me
you,
to the
Phyllis.
Next.
Love you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You know, that leads me to the next question, Tracy. You know, sometimes what you're saying is if an artist is, like, say, holy hip-hop, or if they are gospel, then you shouldn't, if I know that I'm a hip-hop artist, I shouldn't send my music to a traditional station.
You can, but I don't see the need to, especially with, you know, singles and that costing you money. If you know that they don't play that, then you don't service it to that particular station. You service after the stations that play it. You go to the events, you go to the concerts, you go to the conferences that allow or have that type of music, and that's where you go to try and build your brand.
Okay, now, you know, sometimes you find awful lot of independent artists that are doing showcasing. Do you think that that's something that they should do to further promote themselves? You know, they're, like, paying to get themselves on certain showcases to perform.
I think any type of exposure is good exposure. It's just what you're worth to, you know, to spend on it. You know, if there's going to be a crowd there, you know, I know that there are some even radio stations that will, as they say, pay for play. Well, mm-hmm. we don't do that, meaning that you can't bring me your song and say, okay, I've got $500, can you play this? So we don't do broker radio. And I was shocked to know that people still did broker radio in 2010. So as far as conferences are concerned, if it's going to give you the exposure to the audience that you're trying to reach, then definitely I don't see anything wrong with paying a registration fee or something like that to be on a particular showcase. But also when you go, ask, can you sell product? You know, if you have product to sell, even if it's just a single, ask, can you sell product? Then you can try and make some money back. You have to be creative in the way that you go to these different things, you know, because I don't think that that hurts anything. But definitely if you're in front of people, the people that you're trying to get to buy your product, then it's worth the investment.
Okay. Well, Tracy, we're going to take a quick music break. We're going to listen to another song, and we're going to come back with more comments from Tracy Bethea. So just sit back and enjoy.
we kneel down and pray. I'm from the gutter of course, it's a church on every corner, man. You should come around my way. Look, we all sin, man, even the ushers. Ain't nobody here better than Usher. Got grace, come look at my two-step. If God is a DJ, Christ is a customer. Little homie, you've been bought with a price. This I feel when the cross in your life. You know how that old saying go, right? If I'm wrong, I don't wanna be right. The sunshine, that's a part of his love. Walked in the church like, can I get a hug? Used to be dirty, man, now I'm so clean. Walk in true religion, I ain't talking like Jesus.
Welcome back to Marketing Ministry, the radio show. I'm Wanda Adams, and we're hanging out with the queen of radio, Tracy Bethay. Tracy, I know that you do, you teach public speaking at the K.T. Whalen Jr. School there in Memphis. Tell our listeners a little bit about that program and what you do.
Well, I sure will. It is, again, God just opened a door. At my church, my pastor, Dr. Kenneth Whalen Jr., wanted to start a program that would just help, really it started for young people, our teenagers, to get them to, you know, open up, to speak well, to prepare for high school, to prepare for college. And we started it at the church just for the members. And I would start telling people about it. And so his broadcast, which was on the radio station, he said, well, maybe we should open it up and see if other teenagers would be interested in taking the course. And found out that there were just plenty of men, plenty of women and pastors that wanted to take the course. So now I do it mostly for adults. I do it twice a year. I used to do it four times a year, but my schedule got so busy, so we do it twice a year. And basically for the adults, many are women who are moving into corporate America, and they feel intimidated by their counterparts, particularly white males. And most people take the class because they are nervous when it comes to speaking in front of people. You know, I always ask on the first day, you know, why are you taking this class? And the majority of people, whether they're children or adults, I'm nervous. I'm nervous when I speak in front of people, and, you know, God has given me the vision to start a business, or he's given me this, but it causes for me to have to speak a lot or have to give a, you know, a presentation, and I get nervous. So that's how it started, and it's truly been a blessing. It always turns into healing or praise report. It is so much more. It has produced people to start their own businesses and companies and really to follow through. Many times we allow things such as, you know, I'm afraid to speak in front of people, or I don't know what to say, or I get nervous. Those things that stop us from our destiny. So it's just another tool that I have found to use to help people to get where they want to be.
You know, that is awesome, Tracy. Now, if someone wants to get in contact with you or have you do some public speaking at their event, or if they want to ask you some questions about radio and how to get radio play, how would they reach you?
Okay, you can reach me through our website, which is Hallelujah, and that's H-A-L-L-E-L-U-J-A-H. FM.com. That's hallelujahfm.com, and you can go to Honor Personalities and just click on my name, and you'll see my email address there, and you can email me. That email address is Tracy, T-R-A-C-Y, B-E-T-H-E-A, Tracy Bethea, at clearchannel.com.
Now, Tracy, we know that you will be hosting the 2010 Rhythm and Gospel Awards. Tell our listeners a little bit about that and your participation.
This is a great event that showcases independent artists. And I think it's a great event that Mark Rogers and his staff is doing because it salutes, it honors the brand new artists, the not truly know it all about the industry artist that's trying and has a vision and a goal, and they salute them and honor them right where they are, even without being signed. And it's going to take place on July the 24th here in Memphis at the Cannon Center, and I will be one of the co-hosts for the event along with Deanna West and Mike Chandler of Rejoice. So I'm very excited about that, and looking forward to a great time.
Now, if you could say one thing to an independent artist, or you can give them some words of encouragement or instructions on what they need to do to get the most out of their project, what would you say?
First and foremost, you're going to have to be patient when it comes to wanting to go to a radio station and get airplay. I don't play a major artist. As soon as, you know, the record label send me a major artist, I don't play them as soon as they get it because I don't operate off of artists. I can't be successful playing what every record company wants me to play when they want to play it. So they have to be patient, as well as the independent artist. You have to be patient in getting airplay. Also, you have to have thick skin. You have to understand that this is what I do for a living, and if I tell you this is a good song, this is a good choir, but it's not produced well enough to get airplay, especially on the FM dial, then you need to take that as not me trying to bash you, me trying to hurt your feelings. I'm not saying that God didn't tell you to do this. I'm just saying that for this station, because we have guidelines and regulations as well, you need to be able to take tough skin from radio announcers. Because when I tell you something, I'm not just telling you and sending you away. I will always give you another way or suggestion that you may want to do it. You know, so be able to have thick skin as well to take the advice that we, you know, that people share with you and put it to good use. Take it and put it to good use.
Well, Tracy, I want to thank you so much for hanging out with us today and for sharing that wealth of wisdom and information that God has placed inside of you. I appreciate you so much because I know that you could have been doing many, many other things today, but you took the time out of your busy schedule to hang with us. So we thank you for that. And we hope that you'll come back and hang out with us again.
Absolutely. Anytime, Wanda, I would love to. I thank God for you. And anytime you need me, I will be there for you.
Well, we appreciate that. And listeners, go to her website, which is hallelujahfm.com or 95.7.
Mm-hmm.
Give me the website again, Tracy.
It's hallelujahfm.com. That's hallelujahfm.com.
So go to her website because, you know, sometimes we can say hallelujah, but we can't spell it.
Can't spell it. That's true. Most people you ask, they can't spell it.
So now we know how to spell it. I want you to go to the website, show Tracy all the support that you can, support what she's doing. If you're in the Memphis area, come out to the Rhythm of Gospel Awards. This is a perfect opportunity for independent artists. They are taking submissions for the 2011 Rhythm of Gospel Awards now. So I think that ends in October, right, Tracy?
Mm-hmm. It does.
So, you know, if you're an independent artist, submit your project to them. This is an opportunity for you, and there will be a lot of people there that can bless you and give you an opportunity and some instructions to be a better you. So again,
Martha,
they,
can I say this last thing?
You can say whatever you like, dear.
I just want to say this last thing. Also to the independent artists, I want you to search your hearts, because a lot of times people get into the industry for the wrong reasons. If you get into the industry because you think you sound better than someone else and you've got a song that everybody in your church loves and you think it could be, search your heart. If your heart is not right, you're getting in it for the wrong reason. You're getting it to make money. You're getting it so you can cross over and be this big name. Then you're getting in it for the wrong reason. You have to be really sincere about God giving you a vision to do this. That's what I tell so many people. There are a lot of people that write beautiful songs, but God may have told you to write the song, but did he tell you to sing the song? Your writing may be better than your singing. Get somebody else to sing the song. So search your heart and know really why you're doing this.
You're absolutely right. And, Tracy, we have another caller on the line for you. Before we let you go, we're going to take one more call. Is that okay with you?
Okay. That's fine.
A caller from area code 703, state your name and your question for Tracy. Hello, caller, are you there? I guess they got a little shy.
Yeah, no, I'm here.
Okay.
Yeah, this is James Austin from Virginia.
Hi, James.
Hi, James.
How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good, Tracy. I was just listening to what you were just saying. And I just want to kind of piggyback off what you were talking about as far as the indie actually know exactly what their calling was and asking God for the direction. I guess my thing with that is when you look at an indie artist, a lot of them want to be out there with the big names and so forth. But sometimes their ministry may not be to go national. It could be where God only wants to place them in the local realm and not put them on that next level to the national level. Maybe it's not their calling to be on a national level.
Absolutely. And so many people, get their feelings hurt by that. But again, that's why it's so important that you really search your heart, because there are only going to be so many Kirk Franklins. There are only going to be so many Albertina Walkers and Shirley Caesars and Fred Hammonds, So again, if your heart is to minister to people, then if your ministry is only in your local area, in your city or in your state, you should be happy saving souls in your local ministry and state. And that's not to say you can't do well at that level.
Exactly. That's exactly right. That's all I had.
Thank you, James. You're absolutely right, Tracy, and James as well. I thank you for that question. Sometimes if your reason for coming into radio, if it's not ministry and you don't truly stay true to why you call and you're just trying to, I'll do gospel because I want to break over to the secular side, God is not going to bless your mess.
Mm-mm.
So you have to be true to what God has called you to do, because it may just be for you to minister to that one, because God is concerned about that one.
Mhm.
So, in that being said, time always flies when you're having a good time. And again, Tracy, we thank you. We want all the listeners to tune in next week to our show, where we're going to be showcasing and celebrating gospel and Christian music. If you have any questions for us, we want to get your feedback, good, bad, or indifferent. Email us at marketingministries@live.com. Join our Ning network, marketingministry.ning.com. This is a place where you can post your music, you can post your events, you can see what resources are out there. If you're trying to get some radio play, what stations that will give you some play, or if you're looking for publicists or marketing people, all that information is there. And always, we want to encourage you to be all you can be in Christ Jesus. Tracy, again, thank you for hanging out with us. Don't be afraid to cast vision and tune in next Saturday at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to Marketing Ministry, the radio show. And remember, we are Marketing Ministry. Be blessed.